This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister urges women to be relentless in the fight against poverty, MSTEM to implement Startup Jamaica initiative, and government participates in FOSS pilot project. The details after the break. Stay with us.
If you spend 2 hours in a room where someone's smoking, you'll inhale the equivalent of 4 cigarettes. My dad shared an office with a chain smoker, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for more than 10 years. Not surprisingly, he died of lung cancer. I've had enough of secondhand smoke. Have you?
A message from the Minister of Health in collaboration with the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging women to be more active in the fight against poverty. Mrs. Simpson-Miller made the call Thursday while addressing women leaders at the opening ceremony of the International Women's Forum Cornerstone Conference in Montego Bay.
This example of international female solidarity should be another inspiration in our desire to change the fortunes of those among us who still live in poverty. As we bask in each other's achievements, may our song be one of celebration and determination to work relentlessly until the least of these, our sisters, attain reasonable levels of social and economic prosperity.
The International Women's Forum was founded in 1982 in the United States and has delegates from 26 nations. The forum's Cornerstone Conference is being held under the theme Music, an Instrument for Change. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is set to implement the Startup Jamaica initiative aimed at providing technical support to local entrepreneurs and innovators in the area of technology. Through the initiative, the ministry will partner with local universities and the business community to provide coaching and mentoring for entrepreneurs. State Minister Julian Robinson says the program will be implemented before March next year.
What we want to do with Startup Jamaica is to provide an environment where that kind of sharing and community can exist. So persons will be able to bounce off ideas from other persons. We'll be able to attract Jamaicans in the diaspora who want to come back to Jamaica and to attract those who see Jamaica as a location for this kind of business.
Startup Jamaica is envisioned as a public-private partnership for economic growth and development and will be modeled off the Startup Chile initiative. A number of government ministries and agencies will participate in the free and open source software FOSS pilot project slated to get underway in July. Junior Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Julian Robinson says the project is aimed at providing government with a viable and sustainable alternative to proprietary software products. This will reduce the cost for the procurement and management of software licenses.
Every time in any government department, if you have a desktop computer that has, for instance, Microsoft on it or any other software, the government has to pay a licensing fee. If you think across the entire government structure, how many computers do we have with, let's say, Microsoft or other software? It costs the government significant sums of money simply to pay these licensing fees.
The six-month project is slated to end in December. And the Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, is welcoming the entry of products into the market that will provide the National Water Commission, NWSC, with more ways to reduce losses from non-revenue water. Noting that the NWSC is unable to collect revenue for some 65% of the water produced and distributed due to illegal connections and leakage, Mr. Pickersgill said the solution is a pipe network which is hardy, resistant and long-lasting.
I'm advised that the new pipes being introduced represent a revolutionary new technology that holds the promise of bringing more alternative choices for the water sector as well as the water infrastructure network, which is so critical to the delivery of potable water and sewage services throughout the island.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the launch and exhibition of the leak-proof Easy Flow PPR HDPE pipes and fittings on Thursday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.